The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 16 of season 5. If you've just joined, this is Robin of At a Tired Witch Everywhere, and I'm joined by the beautiful, talented, effortless Maria the Arcane of Everywhere.
Hello.
Don't forget to join us. We've been missing. We haven't been here, so you guys haven't heard about this. But on November 30th at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have our latest class, which is going to be with Thorne Mooney, the author of Witch's Path and Witches Among Us. She's doing a class for us on getting unstuck as a witch, which I think is going to be really incredible. She wrote a whole book basically on it, and I think that kind of a honed-in class is going to be just amazing. So very excited about that.
I am too. It's going to be so good. But if you want to go to that class, you do that through our Patreon, and it's library tier and up.
Yes.
And you get a whole backlog of our other classes. I mean, it's pretty badass. We've had so many great teachers. I mean, if you missed out last month, like, it's worth the rewatch because Aiden of Six Ways, like, amazing. It was such a good class. And he made it like an hour and a half long, and it was just like, oh no, he has one of those storyteller voices, so you're like paying close attention. It's really good.
Yeah,
10 out of 10.
Aiden's a gift. Aiden's a gift. So
truly,
it's really gonna be so great. And Thorne's class is going to be so great. I'm so excited about it. If you aren't familiar with Thorne's content, she's got a YouTube and she's on all social media, and she's also a gift. So this is going to be a really great class that I know is going to be very insightful. So I'm very excited about that. And we hope to see you guys there.
Yeah. Come on by.
As a reminder, because we are getting back into the swing of creating after last month's fiasco, if you didn't see my 1 million posts on the internet about it, I threw away my laptop charger somewhere in Wyoming. So that's why there was a weird gap in episodes. But with us coming back, it is a reminder to you all that on our Coffee Talk episodes, we are taking your stories. You can leave us a voicemail or you can send us a submission. And if you'd like to send a voicemail, the phone number for that is 351-207-0799, or the email for it is submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com. As always, those will be in the caption. So we hope to hear from you.
Yeah.
If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how you can utilize those in your magical practice. That being said, the nearest lunar phase is coming out today, the day at which this episode is released. And that is going to be the full moon in Taurus. And full moon in Taurus is an ideal moon for focusing on things like what makes us feel safe. I view it to be very similar to the full moon in Cancer in terms of like magical uses, but instead of it being emotional security, it's going to be more tangible, more pentacles security. So these are things like doing home protection magic, which I think we're going to talk a little bit about later, actually. Getting things done. So kind of goal oriented and releasing change that isn't serving us in the practical. So when we kind of are honing in that pentacles energy that I feel like this moon is associated with, it might be doing things like securing a job, getting a promotion, or just doing like around the home security things. So I feel like this is a good moon to do stuff like re-upping your wards, doing any kind of like cardinal point, like protection charms for your home to kind of give yourself a grounded energy. If you are somebody who keeps salt protections and salt wards in your home, this is a good time to just throw them out and get started again.
Yeah.
And kind of additionally, the Taurus moon, full moon, is good for things of practical pleasures. So perhaps this is time to do a little bit of kitchen magic that deals with like sweet treats and protection. So when we talk about practical pleasures, we're talking about things like making yourself a protection pie. I'm pretty sure I have on the Discord somewhere the my protection pot pie. This would be a good time for something like that. Put a little sigils in some pies. Maybe make yourself an apple pie because it's appropriate for the season. Just stuff like that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I want to make a pot pie.
Good.
I haven't made mine in forever. That sounds so good. But for me,
I have a really good one with tofu and it's real good.
My tummy can't handle tofu, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. That's terrible.
That's okay. I know. It's stupid. My body's stupid, but that's okay. We love it anyways. But anyways. But, like, for me, Taurus is definitely a sign of investment and protection, as Robin said, especially when it relates to, like, earthly matters. So we're thinking time, where you're spending your time, where you're spending your energy, your body, your house, your belongings. But yeah, so when it comes to like spell work, utilizing the Taurus energy, we can concentrate on such things as like self-investment on your goals, financial well-being, making moves that will help invest in your future, and protection spells, like as Robin said, for home and personhood. And you know, Taurus isn't one to shy away from like self-love and care, kind of like Libras and, you know, just kind of like romancing their life, but it's more like
she's saying horny aspect. Again,
no,
it's
no.
Unreal to me.
Earthly
any
aspect.
Chance she can get, she brings sex up. It's sick.
Actually, I think that's you. Just kidding. It's both of us. But
I'm literally just a baby.
Yeah. But due to this, it can be the sign of like self-gratification and giving ourselves like a little treat. So if you're wanting like a little treat, you know, you can ask the universe to kind of like help you fulfill that desire for a treat by doing like, I would like, you know, maybe some money to come my way so I can go on a vacation, or I can go out to dinner with my friends where I don't have to think about like how much money
practical
I'm spending.
Pleasures.
Yeah. And then what else was I gonna say? I was gonna say one more thing. If you are doing money bowls, this is a great time to refresh your money bowls, your money altars, and business altars, everything. Like, I like to wipe mine down with like a water mixture with like oils that contain like properties that deal with abundance and finances. But if you want to start a fresh money altar, this would also be a great time to do so. But yeah, those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I think that's all very clever. You're a clever girl.
Oh, thanks. I tried. So every episode we talk about some tarot. Previous seasons we've gone over like individual meanings of cards. Last season when we went over like the whole sections in tarot, like the major arcana, the minor arcana, the aces, the queens, the kings, all of that. But this season we're concentrating on the themes that we see in tarot and like picking out a few cards that deal with said themes. And we figured with the current atmosphere in the world, this episode, obviously, if you're reading the title to it, deals with protection. So yes, we're concentrating on protection also for the tarot portion. And the three cards to me that come up in readings where we need like a little bit of protection or to protect ourselves or our belongings, starts with like the Nine of Wands. The Nine of Wands for me is like this huge boundary card. Each time it pops up, it like tells me, it tells my clients that it's time to put up some necessary boundaries so we can take the time that we need to heal and that we need to recover, especially when it relates to like finding our paths again, finding our passions again. Maybe like we got a little bit injured, like, you know, emotionally, or even our energy has gotten injured and we just don't feel like we can go on with our passion projects. And it's just like giving us that space to revitalize that energy. And like, even like with people, like if people are getting in the way of like your path, it's just reminding you to set up those boundaries so you can continue on those on your path that resonates with you, that these people have like at this moment no reason to be in your life, like distracting you and keeping you from what you need to do and keeping you from the things that you care about that actually makes you feel like you are growing as a person and are being fulfilled by where you're putting your energy. Okay. And then the next card I picked is the Two of Swords, which is also a boundary card for me. It comes up a lot in readings when we just need to close our, it's like a little bit of a hermit card. Like it's a low key hermit card to me, but without like the long period of solitude to think about what we want to do next. And so we're just like, kind of like, keeping people at a distance, keeping their opinions at a distance, keeping what they have to say about us and how we're taking charge of our lives at a distance, so we can kind of like tune into our inner wisdom and our inner intuition about what we need to do, and kind of just remaining blind to the fact of what other people want for us. Instead, we're concentrating on what we want for ourselves, like how we want to take charge of our life. And, you know, the swords are a hard suit. And some, these are like difficult conversations for us to have with the people that we care about, but they're necessary ones, especially like, you know, being like, I'm going to tell you that I need time away from you. And, you know, whatever emotions that they have, that's their prerogative. That's their thing to deal with. It's not for you to deal with. So when you're have the Two of Swords, you're kind of like blocking yourself off. Like you're not leaving room for them to be like, no, but, and try to reinsert themselves into your life. And it's also just a card of just protecting yourself, doing what is necessary to protect yourself, like double wielding swords, like, you know, taking charge, honoring your truth, like all those aspects of what swords mean, and protecting your mental health being a major one. And then the next card, like most people wouldn't really consider this card a protection card, but hear me out. Okay, so the last card is the Chariot. And on this card, like if you look at it, our, you know, our person in the Chariot is moving forward. And behind them is like this walled off like village. They are obviously leaving it. Sometimes in order to protect ourselves, we just got to leave the situation. We have to continue on our path and just leave, you know, everything behind and just go forward on towards new destinations. Does it suck? Obviously. But when we have the drive to do something, we should probably just follow through with it, especially if it resonates deeply with our path. Like some people in some situations were great in the past, but they might not be so great in the present. And it's just kind of recognizing that and moving forward to your future, towards your future with like the mindset, you know, the past is in the past. Now it's time to move on. Yeah. But yeah. What are your three?
So my first one is the Four of Wands. Fours in general are numerologically, I can use words, aligned with protection. And the Four of Wands specifically points to all things that make us feel safe. So we see things there like buying our first home, securing our like dream job, getting married, having children, like all those sort of things that kind of make us feel like we're ticking boxes, that make us feel like we're emotionally, but also physically, mentally very safe. We're doing the things that we need. And that can translate. Like, I know I'm like going for very atomic ideas here of what safety is, having a home, getting married, having kids, but that can translate to anything that is making you feel safe. You know, our own ideas of safety are different for every single person, right? Those are just like the archetypal ones. And with that kind of ticking of boxes, it gives us kind of a good security on our life path, right? Where the next one that I picked is the Four of Pentacles. And this card can be a Scrooge card, but it also talks about like financial security. Like I said, fours are numerologically, I can use the word, a number of security. And very specifically in the Four of Pentacles, it talks about saving for that rainy day. It talks about making ourselves feel and be financially secure. And again, that can look different for everybody. Maybe some people like having 6 months salary in their savings to make them feel safe. Maybe some people just want to know that they can buy their Christmas presents without fear. Right. So for everyone, this is going to, again, translate very differently. But there is a real safety in financial security. And what that looks like for each person is going to be different. For a lot of people, for my clients, a lot of the time, it is about being able to pay all of our bills while keeping our mental health in a good spot. Maybe that, you know, six-figure job is so great in theory, but it's eating away at your brain. And so these are things that we kind of have to weigh up when it comes to financial security. The final one that I picked is the Knight of Swords. And I feel like this one is so obvious. The Knight of Swords is the white knight of all of them. And there is a double-edged sword when it comes to that. As we've said a million times, as I've said a million times, the sword, or not the swords, the knights are the bad boyfriends of the apocalypse. But this can come up in a time when we do need to be white knighted. We do need savior. We do need someone or something on the external.
Sometimes you need the bad to help boy. Us.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes they serve a purpose. You know what I mean? Like, are you going to marry the white knight? Fucking probably not. Are you going to get a hand out of a bad situation? Whether that's literal, whether it's mental, whether that's just needing a good time right now. Like, I think that those serve a real good purpose. And, you know, nice guys always finish last. My lady. But I do think there's a lot of validity in recognizing the fact that sometimes we do need a white knight. Not often. Not often, perhaps. But there is validity in these things. And I think that that's worthwhile knowing when to recognize and when to accept that help.
Yeah, agree. So something we haven't talked about in a very long time, I think last time we went over this was in season 2, and obviously we're on season 5 right now. And I don't know, Robin and I just thought that maybe talking about protection magic right now would be a great idea, because there's a lot of people right now in really crappy situations thanks to the political environment. And we just want our witchy listeners to feel safe and know, you know, they have like some magic to lean upon when they need it. But first we thought we would go over what is protection magic and why it is used. So Robin, what is protection magic for you and why do you think it's used?
Thank you so much for asking.
Of course.
Well, protection magic, I believe, is at its root baneful. Can I be like a little hot takey right now?
No, do it.
Protection magic is baneful magic. I think that baneful magic is protection magic. Protecting ourselves comes at its core a means of keeping others out and keeping others away. Baneful magic is protection magic.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, hot take. What coming in hot? You haven't heard from me in 3 weeks. What's up, baby? I think that the two go hand in hand. And I think that protection magic is at its basic a means of keeping yourself safe at all costs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that
or your loved ones,
like,
or what your items, or your, you know what I mean? Like, the list goes on and on. But it is keeping one something or someone safe at all costs.
Yeah. It's like hot take. Well, not really. But hexing is protection magic. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Baneful magic is protection magic.
Yeah. Even if you considered, like, cleansing is also protection magic. And it is also baneful if you think about it, because you're literally banishing something. But I digress. But protection magic is such a big foundation of magic. I mean, the earliest forms of magic was protection magic. Like, people wanting to protect themselves, wanting to protect their home, their family, their, like, livestock. Like, protection magic is bigger than what most people think it is. Like, I really think protection magic is at the base of all magic. Rather, it's love spells. It's, you know, money spells. It all symbolizes protection in some way or another. And I do think, like, it's why it's used is just because, like, you know, it's necessary. Like, you want those extra means of, like, protecting yourself and everything that you have built for yourself, or everything you are currently building for yourself, or even like protecting the spell work you are doing. And even afterwards, like, casting the circle is protection magic as well.
Yeah.
How about protecting the home? Like, what do you consider, like, protection magic for the home? Like, what are some things that you do?
Well, we haven't talked about it in a really long time, but I'm all for a good piss jar. it's been a minute, but I'm all for a good piss jar. Bodily fluids and bodily discard, fingernails, hair, scabs. Mm-hmm. We're bringing back the scab jar 2024. These are all really good items to use as a protection tag lock for your home. And I like putting jars. I live in a school bus, as everyone knows, but I like putting jars under my home. I also like making barriers. And with my barriers, some people like doing the eggshell thing. Or like salt, but because of, like, the nature of my home, I don't find it very sustainable to do that. So I use railroad spikes at the four corners of my home, as a barrier for all sorts of stuff. But usually for protection magic, I focus on the idea of keeping one, our home, literally safe. So burglars, bears, beats, Battlestar Galactica, all those things, right? Keeping them out. Where we can also utilize protection in a spiritual way. So I try to keep things like spirits out of our home for a whole slew of reasons, mostly being that my husband is terrified of them. Shout out Frankie. And then I also like to keep, like, energies out. So this is protection and wards from, like, other witches, and any kind of, like, negative energy they may sling my way. I think I have pretty good wards, not to test anyone. Please don't. I don't have the time for that right now. but I try to keep up good wards for that sort of thing, especially, like, Maria and I have talked about before, when you exist on the internet, you make yourself a target, whether you mean to or not. And so I try to keep home wards up for that as well. What about you?
Yeah. So definitely wards and like threshold spells for me. But my wards are definitely, I like to do witch jars, which is kind of like what Robin said, like with the pest jars and stuff like that. But in mine, like I use vinegar, some of my, all of my family's hair and like fingernails and fingernail clippings, not fingernails. I mean fingernails, but not like the whole thing. But anyways, and then some like the coffin nails to kind of like fight back and like nettle and stuff like that in those jars. Just like putting whatever I can, because the whole purpose of a witch jar is if someone is throwing energy at you, it goes to the jar instead of you.
Yes.
Because that energy is drawn to the jar instead of you. And it's all about setting that intention and putting, you know, your energy into that jar. So like it automatically goes to that.
And that's when the tag locks come in handy. The pee, the scabs, the hair, the fingernails. It is creating a literal tag lock between you and what your intention is. So that way part of you is in there.
Yeah, exactly. And I like to redo those every year. Like, it's just really important for me. And then with threshold spells, like I do threshold mixtures all the time. And I, whenever I do threshold stuff, like I work with Hecate because Hecate is a threshold goddess. She has been since like the Greek times. And you can also call in Hermes too for this. But so like I'm currently in the process of setting up an altar at like my front door that is where my Hecate altar is going to be, because that's, you know, that is her place, like typically, you know, by the threshold. So I definitely wanted her there, because the threshold is also like technically a crossroads if you think of it. But, and then also like, as I spoke about, like cleansing is so important when it comes to protection magic, because if anything gets in, like cleansing regularly helps, you know, usher it back out. And stagnant energy can build up in your home enough where it can be pretty baneful if you're not careful. So especially when it comes to our energy levels, and like feeling like we have a purpose of like what we're doing. If we're feeling stagnant in our lives, our home is probably pretty stagnant too. So like giving your home a good cleansing, especially when things don't feel right, just give it a good cleanse. And I do work with house spirits a lot. So I call upon like the different aspects of my home to help protect me, along with Hestia. And I leave out offerings for them. It's just like an extra layer of protection for my home. So
going off of that, how would you recommend people do protection magic for themselves or people that they care about?
I am very like, I love using sigils like on people, like especially like my wife and my witchling, and I literally just draw it right on their skin. You know, and I change it up when I need to, because I just come up with different sigils for different things, like if they need protection, like especially right now, like going to school, going to work, or even if like, let's say my wife is doing a roller derby game, I want her to, you know, obviously not get injured, so that intention goes into those sigils as well.
Right.
And I'm a big fan of making spell bags, like just something you stick into your bag, or you have your, you know, partner or something, just stick it into their pockets. And this is just like filled with different herbs and different things just to keep, you know, bad energy away. And I do practice shielding fairly often. And that's just that whole, like, you know, envisioning yourself in a white dome, creating a walls, like actually visualizing like brick walls going up around you to protect yourself and to protect your energy, carrying crystals around, but being careful. Like if you're carrying crystals around, especially like black tourmaline, you need to be careful about having that close to your skin, because it is a soft crystal. And you don't want to start sweating and it like seeps into your skin. We don't want that. But that's why I like to use like obsidian or something like that, because you can keep that close to your skin. I'm a big fan of like keeping crystals close to my skin if I'm using them for a specific purpose. And then also I'd like to make oil mixtures, just with different types of oils that symbolize protection for different, you know, aim it towards whatever I need protection from. And mm-hmm. I really feel like grounding's very important, and charms, like doing charms, like wearing certain jewelry that you view as protective. But my biggest one is working with my guides and asking them to watch over me and my family, and leaving them offerings to help them, you know, get the energy to lend that help. But what about you? I kind of droned on there.
That's okay. I'm a really big user of sigils as well. In fact, I'd like to like hand embroider sigils and then put them in
right onto the skin.
Right onto their skin. Yeah, I'm like, give me your skin. I get the staple gun out and I just staple it right onto their skin in the direction that. No, not actually. That I'm sorry. We should have triggered that joke. No, I like embroidering them and then stitching them into my family's jackets. My husband, almost all of his jackets have got little sigil, like pockets that I've made him that are in all of his jackets. Because he's a cyclist, he has like crystals that are taped to the base of his seat to make him go fast. But then I also have bells attached to his bike, much to his dismay, because there's folklore that if you put bells on your bike, it keeps the like spirits away from your bike and keeps you upright and not crash.
And we do that for doors too, like having bells.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, I don't remember the exact thing, but there's like, don't quote me on this, but there's like an folklore that if you put bells on your bike, it keeps the fae from wrecking you. So I've got that. We have things like, I made like protection spell bottles for like our car to keep us from accidents. And just stuff like that. And that, like my kids' toys, like their lovies, have got protection satchels in like sewn into them on the inside of it. Cause obviously choking hazards. And everyone in my family wears evil eyes, including the baby. But the baby's is like a 7-knot. So there isn't like an evil eye charm on it. It's a 7-knot bracelet because obviously, again, choking hazards. Yeah. I'm pretty big on all that.
I really like having the evil eye. And if the kids get sick for too long,
I like do cleansing baths on them with salt and stuff like that. Because obviously, like within reason, because I don't want to toxic shock my kids or anything. But I do stuff like that for them because it's good.
Yeah. But so, what are some like? Were real world energies of like doing protection magic for you? Like you'll say you do protection spell. How do you follow that up with real world energy?
Well, for me, I really like, okay. So I know that this is like a matter of like staying safe literally and practically. But the first thing I'll say is I'm a really big believer in triggers and being able to like see physical triggers and outcomes of knowing that I need to refresh my wards. So I keep living plants on my altar as that trigger. So that way I can see, ooh, maybe something was flung my way and I needed to refresh stuff. If it like randomly dies, there's obviously like a lot of reasons mundanely that could cause that. But for me, if my plants randomly die on my altar, that's a sign that I need to refresh all my wards. In terms of like actual real life practice for safety, there's all the obvious things, right? So checking my car, are my car seats put in safely? Am I following guidelines? As my husband's tires on his bike, how are those doing? Are they in good shape? All those sort of things, right? But when it comes to just like magical checks, that's what I do. What about you?
Yeah. Definitely for me, it's like especially when it comes to the boundary aspect of protection magic, because sometimes we need protection magic against other people, especially in today's atmosphere. And I think
absolutely,
when you set boundaries with someone, you have to follow through with it. You have to follow through with it, even if it's hard. And that means, like, if let's say you're doing a protection spell against a family member who is very toxic, or an ex-boyfriend or something like that, you really need to, like, block, delete the phone number, or at least verbally tell the person that you need space and that you're the one that will get in touch with them if you want to reconnect, if they are open to it. But, and this also means, like, we're not going to cyber stalk them. We're not going to go look at their, like, socials. We're not going to, like, still message them.
You're not my fucking mom. So
yes, I am, actually.
I think you'll find you're not actually my mother, and you are going to let me do my thing, okay? I'm a Cancer. I hold grudges.
And I really feel like, and I've seen it time and time and time and time again with my clients, is that when we start reintroducing our energy with their energy, we open up those lines for them to start messing with us again. And like, it is hard to disconnect from someone that you have been emotionally connected to. There's no denying that. And there's a lot of, like, a baggage that we all have to deal with when it comes to that. But you have to know going into that you can't just keep giving to someone emotionally, mentally, who won't do the same for you, who will not support right. you. And like, they're literally not worth your time and energy. But another thing is, we're going to avoid, like, dangerous situations if we can help it. Like, if you're doing protection magic, like, maybe we're not going to, you know, be all willy-nilly and be like, oh, I'm protected, and then, like, go out late at night in a big city completely naked. I know that's, like, over exaggerating, but, like, we're not going to do something stupid. Obviously, like, if you're protesting or anything like that, you are still putting yourself, like, putting, you know, opening yourself up to that energy of where your protection is going to be tested. And, like, if you're going to be protesting, please, please, please do, like, heavy duty protection work. Have everything on you. And the real world energy aspects of that would be, like, wearing a mask, not telling anyone your real name, and like, making sure you don't have, like, the face identification thing on your phone. So just in case a cop gets a hold of it, you know, they're not going to be able to open up your phone. And we're going to go out in groups, okay, gang? We're going to go out in groups. We're not going to go and do things solo, because you need to be supported. And especially right now, like, obviously, it's not very safe for a lot of people, like trans people, immigrants, just, like, a whole range of people. Like, it's very dangerous out there. And the real world energy aspect of that is leaning into community, or finding a community that supports you. Because the more energy that you get on your side, I really feel like the more that you are protected, because you have other people who, like, are watching out for you, and you're, like, there's this whole exchanging of energy. But those are my tips. I know that was a little long-winded, but I want everyone to be safe. I really do. Like, it's crazy out there, and I feel for everyone who feels like they aren't safe right now. Like, it's shitty, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah. Let's close off on some some uplifting stuff.
Yeah.
What are your protection herbs?
Ooh, okay. So I love nettle. Nettle is probably my very, 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 very favorite, because I've never had an issue with it whatsoever.
Nettle's one of my favorites as well.
Nettle itself it's like, it stings you. And if in Germany, people, like, it's very funny, but they're literally border plants to keep people out. And nature uses it as border plants to keep animals and people out. But in Germany, like, we would have, like, teenagers throwing each other in the nettle bushes. and it hurts. It stings and it's uncomfortable. And so, yes, very good. And it's also good for protection magic when it comes to your health. And I love, 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 love thistle. Like, if you can get your hand on some thistle plants, like, chef's kiss, like, wonderful. Like, just the whole folklore and history about thistle being used for protection magic is very, like, I don't know. It's all there. Like, thistle is spiky and you don't want to touch it. It still has that nettle quality, just with a little bit more oomph. Trying to think of any others. I really think if you need a good cleanse, hyssop is the way to go. Like, I really think hyssop is really good at just, like, wiping the slate clean along with, like, Epsom salt. But yeah, how about you? What are a few of yours?
For protection, I like rue. Big fan of rue. Nettle, I'm not going to, like, you've already gone into that. But rue, I like keeping dried in rooms that, like, where people sleep. And then living rue plants at entrances and exits of the home. You just keep rue plant growing. I'm also really big on keeping rosemary growing at your house. It's good for protection. It's good for also, like, just communication flow with anybody showing up, keeping things, like, protecting your peace. And in outside of that, I think that most of the herbs that you're going to find and use for those sorts of protection is going to be, like, kind of subjective to the rest of it. So, like, lavender is for keeping things calm. Would I call that necessarily a protection herb? No, I would not. But if we're using it in the context and with the addition of other herbs, I think it can be used really well that way. Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense.
Pepper is really good for protection as well.
We've completely skipped over pepper. Like, pepper, cayenne, anything spicy is so good for protection magic, especially for threshold spells.
Like, everything that I can think of when I think of protection is not really herb-based. It's, like, iron, nails, eggs, like, those sort of things. So it's, like, I was really pulling, because that's not what I use typically. Herbs are not really what I typically use. So. Yeah,
I'm more of the, like, use all the herbs and plants.
Yeah.
But no, nails and stuff are very good, and, like, thorns and stuff like that. Anything you can get that
thorns,
you think.
Thorns, rose bushes, like, rose thorns, those are good. I wouldn't describe those as herbs. I would just call them ingredients.
Yeah. Or even, like, witch burrs, too. If you can get your hands on some good old witch burrs, I love them.
So, Robin, what is
God?
It's been too long.
It has been.
What is stirring your cauldron right now?
Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So, aside from, like, the negative things that happened, like me throwing away a phone or a computer charger, I just had the most amazing vacation of my entire adult life. It was incredible. My husband and I, so my brother got married. Morgan and Austin got married. Shout out to them. Congrats. I was their officiant. I betrothed them. I wed them. And they got married in Indiana. And my husband was like, why the fuck are we going to pay, like, $4,000? Because our eldest kid is now a seat on an airplane as well.
Hate that.
I'm exaggerating slightly, but he was like, why are we going to pay $4,000 to go to fucking Columbus, Indiana? No offense, Columbus, Indiana. You're a lovely little town. It was very cute. And so we were looking at it, and we had always wanted to do a cross-country road trip. And it ended up working out, aside from the fact that we took our kids to Disneyland too. So you removed that part. But it ended up working out that it cost us basically the same amount of money to do this cross-country road trip and do like Route 66 on the way home. And it was so friggin' fun. It was so fun. I had so much fun. I've never done anything like that before. We've never done anything like that before. And it was, without exaggeration, the best time. It was the best time. It was so much fun.
It looks like the best time.
If you ever get the opportunity to do that, I really, really recommend it. It was so much fun. We basically had like Priceline, the Priceline app on our phone. And we would drive until we were like, okay, it's time to find somewhere to stay. And then we would just like find a hotel last minute on there, where we were getting like hotels for like $40 for the night.
Nice.
Now, granted, these were like Quality Inns and Econo Lodges, but we were literally just there to sleep. So like, who cares, as long as it's in a safe area, right? And yeah, it was really fun. We got so many crazy stories out of it. I just ordered a scrapbook because we took like a million photos, both like Polaroid film photos and like ones that are digital. I'm going to make a whole scrapbook for it. And it was just so much fun. And I needed that so bad. We haven't been on a vacation together since 2017. Like a proper one that wasn't work related.
Work so this related is like, or family related.
No, they've all been work related. All of them. Like, because all my family's all here. So like all of our vacations have been work related somehow, or they've been like an overnight to go see friends. So like an actual proper vacation where we're like in, like we have like a quasi itinerary and we're doing stuff like that, we have not done since like 2017, 2018. So this is like a really big deal, and my kids were amazing in the car, and we like got to see all these things. I got to see Grand Canyon for the first time and Mount Zion. We got to go to the Uranus Fudge Factory in Missouri. Which was really cute and funny, and it was just amazing. And then we rounded out the trip with,
and you went to the Precious Moments Chapel, right?
Oh, we went to the fucking Precious Moments Chapel. Yeah, that was insane. Like, that was unhinged beyond reason. Like, Frank didn't know what Precious Moments was, and I was like, well, maybe it's because it's an American thing. I don't know. I was like, but that was a huge thing in America in, like, really the 80s was. And 90s. Like, everybody's mom had a Precious Moments, like, something. And so I had heard about the Precious Moments Chapel from, like, a TikTok, like, 3 years ago or something. And it was one of those things where I, like, thought about it, and I was like, or I didn't think about it. I saw it. I went, well, that's crazy. And then I never thought about it again. And then we're on the road, and I see this ad, Precious Moments Chapel, 15 miles. I was like, we're fucking stopping. And my husband's like, what is the Precious Moments Chapel? I was like, buckle up, big guy. You're in for a treat. And it was, I have like a video on my phone because I was filming us walking in. And there's like a big painting that says, welcome to heaven. And you hear Frank in the background go, babe, what the fuck? it was incredible. 10 out of 10 trip. We will never do anything like that again. I'm sure of it. And I'm just so grateful that we got to do it. So thank you, Austin and Morgan, for getting married, because it gave us the excuse to do that. And it was great.
No, that sounds so great. Like, I'm so jealous, because there's no way Scar would ever do that. Scar hates like being in the car. So I was,
well,
like,
it really helped that we did books on tape. We did books on tape. So the first book was my pick.
That's what
which
we do whenever we have to
God
travel.
Of the Woods, which was amazing. Great book. And then the second book that we picked was Chaos, which is a book about the 60s. Charles Manson, the CIA. It's like a bookography. It's a biography, sort of. Whatever that's called when it's like a critical examination of a period of time. And I didn't think I was going to like it. And surprise, bitch, it was great. it was really good. The thing is, Frank really likes like nonfictions. And yeah. I do too, but our taste in nonfiction is so different. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, he listened to my book, so we'll listen to his book. And I was like hooked. It was so good. yeah. So, but don't read that book if you're expecting a conclusion, because there's no conclusion. It's one of those just presenting facts that we're probably never going to know the answer to. So,
yeah.
Very good. Very exciting.
Unsolved mystery.
Well, there is an answer to all of this, but we're never going to know because it's like the CIA and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
And a lot of like the players are dead. So, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Interview a corpse? Not going to happen. So,
no, that all sounds like so much. I'm so happy for you.
It was really fun and I really enjoyed it, and everyone should go and do it. So, Maria, what's not stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, I'm going to give you something completely unsexy. I don't know. I just feel so bad for like the states right now, especially like all the communities of like trans people, queer people, immigrants, anyone basically, even like women who are feeling, you know, fearing for their rights and stuff like that. And that includes like anyone who has like a vagina and who's able to get pregnant. It's all very scary and I hate it so much. You know, like I am a doer. Like I want to fix everything. I want everyone to make, you know, to feel better. I want to do stuff for people and I want to reason with the buttheads to make them see, you know, to see that they are being buttheads. But obviously I can't do all that. I can't make the world a better place. Just me, myself, and I. And that's heavy. That's really heavy. And it's heavy being in a position where I am having to be the strong one in my family right now, and trying to figure out ways to keep my family protected. Like, it's very heavy. And like, people, like, I get it. Like, if you're in a privileged position and you're not really having to worry about it, like, obviously it's really easy to just disassociate and to like do things that make you happy. But like, for a lot of people, like trans people and immigrants, like, we do not have the ability to disassociate right now. Like, it's just not possible because we have to remain, like, we have to look at the news. We have to keep updated just in case we need to protect ourselves and flee. And so, like, we don't get that, like, privilege of disassociating. And then it's really hard. It's like, it's really hard right now. And if anyone is in the same position, no, there's many of us out there. We are part of your community and we love you very much. The rest of the world, like this, especially the states, just doesn't get it and doesn't understand it. But I do. I understand it. And I see you. And you have a whole community out there that sees you too, even if it doesn't feel like it. I'm sure we're all going to do our very best to watch out for each other, to take care of each other. And, you know, just please be safe, be very safe, and know that we love you very much and that you're always loved and accepted here at Coffee and Cauldrons. And we do want to see you guys thrive and to be accepted and loved for who you are. But yeah, please be nice to yourselves and lean into community.
If you've just joined us this week, every week we are talking about, we do talk about creatives that we are loving right now. This is anybody from books, podcasts, artists, photographers, social media accounts, just anybody that we are vibing with right now. As a reminder, these are not ads. These are just people we like. That being said, we are also taking listener submissions this season and every season moving forward. So that being said, Maria, who are you vibing with?
I am loving, I hope I pronounce this correctly. If I don't, it's going to be in the caption of the video, but it's lovey_illustration. And I don't, I just want to live in their illustrations.
Yeah.
Like, it's very beautiful, very cottagecore witchy vibes, like very nature. And I don't know. I really like it. If you really like cozy art, this is the art to look at. Like,
yeah,
just stunning.
So, like, yeah.
If I could get them,
I want to go to there.
I know. And it's, I say this about every artist, but if they want to release some Oracle cards, like, I wouldn't be upset. I would definitely not, you know, deny myself them. And, but no, they're very pretty. And as I said, if you like cozy art, definitely check it out. Yeah. How about you? What you loving?
So my pick this week is a company called Saint Mondays, but very specifically they've made a what they're calling a toxic tonic wine stopper. It looks like Disney fumes, like the toxic, like when the witch would make like a poison and the fumes would come out and it glows in the dark, and it's really, really, really cute.
Yeah, it is.
I wish to have one.
It's very Disney-esque. Like, it's,
and I don't even drink wine. Well, I don't drink, but I would get one just to have. Just in case. You never know. Somebody might come over with some wine and, you know.
Maybe you're going to get some non-alcoholic cider. Like,
And I need to put a stopper on it. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, our listener submission this week is Black Willow Gallery, but specifically there are mini pumpkin Ouijis.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
They have little tiny planchettes and everything, and it's so cute.
Not only do they have planchettes, but they have like a mini drawer underneath the boards for the planchettes.
Get it together.
And you know, like those crystal shelves, they have like the little mini crystal shelves. What is
so
it with
freaking
like
cute
miniature stuff? Like,
I love it. Listen, I'm a lot of things, okay, but I'm a miniature girly. If it's teeny and it's tiny, I want 10.
It must
be
from
emoji
us.
Where they're like, tum, 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 take it, take my money.
It really must be us from like playing Barbies and stuff like that growing up.
1,000%.
It has to be.
1,000%. I want to get a dollhouse so bad, and I want to redo the entire dollhouse myself and make miniatures and buy miniatures for it. It's like a bucket list goal of mine, and I would just have so much fun doing. I know I would. I would have so much fun doing that.
Yeah, could you imagine a mini Ouija board in there? Like, have a little
could
seance
you
room.
Imagine.
Oh, so cool! I want one.
It'd be so good. Oh my god, I want one. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We hope to see you again on Friday, November 22nd for our next Coffee Talk episode. We're on November 29th for the 17th episode of Season 5. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we're up to. Additionally, don't forget to join us on November 30th, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for our latest class with Thorne Mooney, author of Witch's Path and Witches Among Us, for a class on getting unstuck as a witch. This is available for the library tier and up.
Yep. And additionally, our Patreon, Magical Beginnings, offers a special 25-minute part 2 episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft, like a ton. I'm literally releasing a full moon article here sometime in the next couple of hours. And a Discord community full of fun events and discussions, and so many amazing people. If you need community right now, come join us. Come join us. Yeah, we'll be your community. And we even have tiers to offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself if you need that little bit of an extra helping hand in your practice.
Yes. And please, if you are loving our sexy, sensual, just chef's kiss voices, take a moment to review us on whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcast or Spotify. If you're listening to this on YouTube, we would love a thumbs up and a follow. We appreciate that. We love reading your reviews, and rating us with 5 stars or really just rating us at all helps us to be seen by others. So thank you to everybody who has already and everybody who will in the future. We appreciate you. And a huge shout out to all of our Patreon members, whether you are in the $1 tier to the $100 tier. You are what keeps us going. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate you guys. And again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from At a Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria from At Maria the Arcade Everywhere.
All right, ready?
All right.
One.
One.
Two.